Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the QU Podcast. It's a special October 5th day episode. It's National Be Nice. Welcome back to the QU Podcast. I'm your host, Wyatt Randolph, joined today by
Evan White,
Eric Stafford,
and Madison Norris. And
today we have a special episode where we'll be recapping some of the news stories we've been talking about here on the QU Media website, as well as some of the future ideas we have and other things that are going on campus. So today, let's get started. Today is October 5th. It is Be Nice Day. Have you all been nice today so far?
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I felt nice. I felt like I was ready to, you know, come and enjoy myself in class and just, you know, just spread love around.
Yeah, definitely. good vibes.
Yeah.
Y'all feel the same way, you know. Same old.
Good.
Every day's a good day.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah.
I have family in town right now, so I'm super happy. And
that happy is good.
Goes along with being nice, I think. So. Yeah.
And I feel very nice by agreeing to host this podcast, even though I'm very nervous. All right, so let's just get right into it. We can start talking about some of the news stories that we found interesting so far. Personally, the most interesting one I've seen happen this weekend, I went to the there is a history festival at the Quincy Museum, and it was Folk Festival is what it was called. And it's where they kind of go back and they sell, like, wood carvings and blankets, and they try to get that frontier vibe going. There's a guy there who brought a authentic canoe, and he would show you, like, these are safe to eat when you're out in the forest, but don't eat this because you will be poisoned. And like he was, and all the kids are just like, wow, the whole time. And I got stuck at that booth for an hour. They also had square dancing dogs. The police brought the dare car. And every time the sirens would go off, the dogs would stop square dancing. They also sold lots of candy and food that was time appropriate. And it seemed like a good community event. So I was very excited to report on it.
I love to see when Quincy can, like, really get things out there like that, get the community together and involved. And
yeah,
they're really trying. And you can see, even on campus, we're really trying to, like, get everyone engaged, especially after COVID and being so separated. It's really nice to see people coming together and enjoying things together again.
Yeah, Maddie, they said that they had canceled this event 2 years in a row because in 2019, it was raining. Little did they know that that was their last chance because 2020, no one could go. So is this year, they said it's they were surprising amount of people turned up. It was very, very busy the whole time. So they were really excited about that. And a lot of their profits come from events like this because they don't get any federal funding and things like that. So it's all fundraising and donations. And it was good to see people just enjoying themselves and be able to contribute. History.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also know that Quincy recently, obviously we had homecoming this past weekend, and one of the things that really stood out to me was the balloon glow. I have never seen so many people on Quincy's campus, and I've been here for a year and a half, and unfortunately when I transferred in from DePaul University to Quincy, it was right as COVID hit, so I didn't get to experience any of the college life here on campus. So seeing the balloon glow was like really shocking to me, and it was like I probably looked like a little kid in awe and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's always a big event. It's one of the most memorable events that happen on campus each year. I've gone every year, and it's always busy, but this year there was a lot of people. It was very surprising.
Maddie, you know what, I'm actually glad you mentioned the balloon glow, because when I went home for the weekend, I was on Snapchat, and I seen, like, a couple people from Quincy at the balloon glow, and I'm like, what are they doing, and where are they at? Micah, who's in our
QUT. Michael Wheeler, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Wheeler, football player. I seen him on Snapchat, and I think I seen, like, a girl from the dance team or whatever on Snapchat, and I was like, where are they at? Because I'm from St. Louis, and St. Louis just had a balloon race, too, a hot air balloon race or whatever, like, 2 weeks ago. And it looked kind of the same, but I never attended the event, but I was real interested in when I, like, seen pictures and videos, looked like everybody had a good time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know so many people, like, from my hometown that reached out and asked, like, what was going on at the school and, like, they were like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun to travel to and see, like, sometime. Like, that's so awesome that you guys get to do that. So, I don't know. It was just a really cool opportunity for students to go and interact with, like, locals and see, like, everything that Quincy has to offer. So,
yeah, I feel like it was a nice event, especially a lot of local food places and stuff got to come out and really endorse their business. And, you know, it was a really nice turnout. They even let you get really close to, like, the balloon glow, where I think you almost got to get up and almost touch and work the fire to light the balloon. So it was a nice turnout.
Yeah, it's great to have events where we can interact with, like, what's going on. It seems we've all been so distant, so these are super exciting. Even a couple years ago, they may seem mundane, like, just a homecoming event. But now it's, like, the biggest part of my week to go to these things. So.
Even, like, Penny Lane, like, seeing all the students out there, and I haven't got to see half of my fellow classmates or even, like, other teams. Seeing everyone out there at Penny Lane and, like, interacting with them, some playing music, some people just snacking on stuff and offering you snacks. And I don't know, it's just such a different atmosphere on campus this year, and I think it's really awesome. Yeah. Coming out of COVID, getting to do so much more. I don't know. It's just awesome here on campus lately.
Yeah. So what else have you guys experienced on campus this year?
What have I experienced? I haven't really experienced much, but this is on my mind right now. I just want to say this. I'm thinking about Maddie's news story, her flood story.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of been replaying in my mind or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to Miss Nora about it like two classes ago or whatever, how we were just describing that situation. And I'm just trying to, like, say, Maddie, you did a really good job doing that story or whatever, because, like I was telling the class, you took us to that location of, like, how it was, the situation, like how the water was running. And you all couldn't stop it or whatever. And I was, like, visualizing myself, like, being in that situation. And I was like, oh, my God, they really had to be, like, panicking. Because, like, I don't even know what I would have done. Because, like, Maddie, you mentioned in the story, it took a while for the security to arrive to stop it. So I could only imagine what you all go through. And, Wyatt, I just only wanted to bring that up because, like, that was crazy to me. But I really enjoyed this story, too.
So. Yeah, Evan, are you so you're talking about the podcast that she did when she talked
yes,
about
the
it?
Yes, the podcast. But she actually did a news story, too?
Yeah, so yeah. Actually on QUmedia.net, I did a web story on QUTV News, which can be found on YouTube. I did a broadcast, and I also did a podcast where I interviewed Michaela Canabolo, who is actually my roommate. And, we had a flood, and that was my story. So my dorm room flooded. We were 3 inches deep in water in my dorm, had to move out within the hour, and then moved back, luckily, a month later, and now we're just now getting resettled into our dorm. So
that's tough.
It was crazy. It was definitely crazy, but now that it's passed, I look back, and it's just kind of something that happened that was unexpected, and we got through it. So
yeah, there hasn't been any problems since then, right?
Yeah, we're good. We're finally getting everything moved out. It sucked because it happened 3 days into moving into our dorm, so we had just got settled, had just got everything moved in, set up how we wanted, and then of course the flood happened, right. And a whole month went by where, you know, there's movers in and out of our room, there's construction people, there's our walls being torn down, our rooms being vacuumed every hour. Mm-hmm. So it just was a lot for a long time. Yeah. And then moving back in, like 2 weeks ago, actually, we moved in and had to completely remove all of our stuff and get set up again. But it was nice. I mean, the university, minus them showing up an hour later, you know, the university really took care of us, right. Put us in a nice house, and reimbursed us for anything and everything that was damaged. So, yeah, looking back, it was crazy, but we're here now. We're good. We're moved in, settled in, and everything's good now. So,
yeah, it's that's good. It's everything's calm.
Right. Yeah. I need some peace and quiet for a while.
Yeah, definitely. Eric, what have what's the news stories that got your attention recently?
I would say probably the football team, just to see them doing good out there on the field. I finally got to catch a game, my second game, last Saturday, and it was amazing just seeing them fight back. You know, they was at a deficit, but, you know, they stuck with it, especially seeing, like, Tyon Harris, you know, 5'8", 5'9", quarterback, the way he make plays down the field is just special to me, a little bit of motivation because, you know, a lot of quarterbacks not that small, so it's just cool being able to see him put in work and just seeing them guys win. You know, I don't think Quincy had a winning program on the football field since for I don't know how long. So it's just pretty cool being able to see some success here in Quincy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Actually, have you guys – okay, this sounds crazy, but Eric, Evan, Wyatt, I have never been able to go to a Quincy football game because I'm always traveling for volleyball.
That
so what is, like, the atmosphere like at the football games? Because I've been to other sporting events here on campus, and I know it varies sport to sport. But people talk about, like, the tailgating and all of that. Like, what is the atmosphere like for a day of football at Quincy University?
I wouldn't overhype it, but it's pretty cool. The tailgating was all right, you know what I mean? Like, nice people. You give like free food for the most part. You know, some stuff you do gotta pay for. I'm not like a big football fan, so I usually come around like halftime just to socialize and see the people. You know, third, fourth quarter, I'll stay and watch that. But you know, first half I let it be because you know football is just a little too slow for me sometimes. So, but I like the atmosphere. You know what I mean? I like being out on the field, so usually I go on their side and stand out there with the guys or whatever with the football team and, you know, just, you know, interact with them, you know, hype them up or whatever. So it's pretty cool, though.
I would definitely say kind of piggyback off what Eric just said, but I would say the football, I haven't made a game this year, but they just went against Missouri S&T this past weekend. I was able to pull it up on GOVC Network, and I was watching it a little bit, but I'm going to be honest. I cut the game off when they started losing. I thought they was going to lose, and I'm like, oh, man, they scored first. And, like, how you going to score first and not be able to defend? But I went back to check the final score, and they won, and I kind of felt a little dumb for cutting it off, you know. So, but last year I went to a game when they went against University of Indianapolis, and the atmosphere, I'll say, was, like, crazy because, like, if the refs made a bad call, you would hear it from, like, an angry, diehard QU fan, like, just going off at the ref. And then it would almost make me feel like I was actually playing in the game, just hearing them shout from behind me. And I'm like, you're not even on the field. So you really don't have too much of a say-so. But I really believe the town here, the fans here in Quincy, they are actually, like, diehard Quincy fans for every sport, whether it's, like, basketball, football, volleyball. Like, the fans outside the community and in the community, they love QU sports is what I believe. But, yeah, I would say it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, and especially with football, it's very, you know, it's ingrained already in people's minds, football, you know, Sunday football. And so when you go out there and you can really get into that with the fans and everything.
Yeah.
When they send the updates on the games over, like, the Quincy University social media and stuff like that, because – even if I'm not there, I'm still worried about it because, like, I think it was their first game. They were down two, like, in the first.
Yeah.
They were also down in that game in the first half. And the whole time I'm like, man, this is the start of the season. And then I just slowly, every few minutes, see the number rise in the second half. And I was like, man, that feels good. And I didn't even have to be there. And so the games after that following them, it feels really good when they do come back. When you said they have that then they're behind a little bit.
Something I would say, in the first play, I don't want to prolong this, but the first play, because I was, like I said, I was watching it on GOVC Network. I seen Tyon, or I think it's Tyon Harris. He threw, like, I think, like, one of the first plays, probably was the first play. He threw, like, a 60-yard bomb to, I can't remember this wide receiver name. I want to say Eugene. I can't remember his last name. And they scored, like, right off of that. And I never seen Quincy do that, period. Like, usually when they score, like, kind of start off slow, they may have to do like 10, 12 plays here and there, then they may get a touchdown or may end up kicking a field goal. But, like, that right there, when I seen him just throw it down the field like that, it made me kind of realize, like Quincy got like some, you know, additions, new additions for this year. So I think they're going to have like a pretty good season to finish it off, you know.
Yeah, I think they're all excited just to be able to play a full season. So yeah. There's obviously a lot more energy going on.
For sure.
Which is very good. Very good to watch. So what are some of the stories that you guys are thinking about writing? Like maybe this week your ideas, what's something you're interested in looking into?
So actually, when we're talking about like what's new on campus and everything like that, that's been a big focus on a lot of the stories that I've been trying to gear myself to do. And one of those things that I've noticed big changes this year is campus ministry. I feel like in past years or even the year and a half that I've been here, I've heard like zero communication or like, you know, announcements about campus ministry. But this year, all of a sudden, I'm hearing all sorts of things of clubs and, you know, mission trips and prayer groups and all kinds of things. So I was super curious because, you know, the one thing that really got me going was the blessing of the athletes actually got to happen this year. So I was a part of that. And the director of campus ministry came in and talked to us. And it was an amazing speech. And it really got me thinking, like, you know, what are we doing to get people so engaged this year? Things seem to really be changing for campus ministry this year. So I sat down with the director of campus ministry, and it went really well. Jessica Howell is her name. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can check out that story pretty soon on QUmedia.net. But,
that's good.
Yeah, so I think campus ministry is also really going to start going places soon, mm-hmm. and you should really look at or for events that are going to be happening soon. So
yeah, I've definitely noticed a change this semester because someone like physically gave me a flyer for one of their events, like, hey, we're having a movie night out by the ministry house, and that was like the first day of school, so I was like, oh, okay. That does seem like a good change of pace, more energy.
She's definitely young and taking it new places, and mm-hmm. she really is striving to get students engagement, and I think that we can already see a huge change, so I think it's awesome.
I'm curious, what is the blessing of the athletes? What was that?
Okay, so blessing of the athletes happens every year. Unfortunately, last year due to COVID, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But blessing of the athletes is something that happens at the beginning of the year, like right as everyone gets back. All of the student athletes are joined together. And we are given a blessing to pretty much protect us for the season and to continue to allow our gifts to be shown through what we do, but also be shedding a light on what God is doing through us.
Right.
So I think that the campus, that is one way that, you know, our coaches, our leaders, like, all of the campus is trying to push us athletes to be bigger advocates of, you know, what we're doing for our campus and for the, like, faith of things. But I think it's really awesome that Quincy does that and allows us to involve ourselves in that.
Yeah, it's a very active part of the community, obviously, so it's good to see that the ministry is trying to connect more and going and actually being able to do some of the traditional events we've had. That's also a good way to connect.
Yeah, especially when, you know, more than half of the Quincy population is athletes. It's good to have student athlete engagement, and
yeah, of course,
it'll definitely engulf the campus. So,
Eric, what are you working on this week? What are you curious about on campus?
To be honest, not too much. I'm just ready for fall break, you know, just ready to take a breather from it all.
Yeah.
So I haven't really been focusing too much on the school side of things. I just been ready to get back home for a second. Yeah. I see Miss Nora.
Well, yeah, he's that. Just saying that because his teacher's right behind him.
Fall break starts, I want to say, pretty much, I want to say today, my last class, you feel me? So a lot of us are going back home tomorrow. And won't be back till Sunday, Monday. So I'm just ready to take a breather from school and sports and everything, and you know, clear my mind of a little bit, because it's a lot of, you know, this getting back in school mode been stressful, and
feel me,
trying to get back to the thing. So I just need a peace of mind for a second. So
I feel that. I connect with that really spiritually.
All them stories and stuff hasn't been much thought of, if I'm being real.
Yeah, it'll definitely give us some breathing room in our mind to come back and get a fresh start at stuff. I'm definitely looking forward to the break. I find it hard to go home and take that break and then come back, though. I think people do kind of struggle when they're given breaks throughout the semester. So it'll be kind of a grind that week coming back to just, all right, remember everything every habit you've built up in the last, few weeks, get back on it, you know. So hopefully everybody will still be able to keep on track next week. what new story are you thinking about doing this week?
So the only thing that I've been trying to really get out of is, like, covering so much sports. I'm a sports guy, obviously. Yeah. So I like basketball. I like football. I like every sport, you know. So a lot of my news stories been based off of that. Just this past week, I did a story over technology. That was pretty cool to me because I was able to interview a couple people over, like, what technology means to us and how it, like, is involved in basically, like, our everyday life with, like, cell phones and computers and stuff like that. But the next direction I'm looking to head into is more so, like, long-term. So I'm looking to go into, like, why is a resume beneficial for college students, even people here at QU. But I'm kind of piggybacking off what Eric said, though, like, I need a break.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because it's, like, these stories come in, like, rapidly, like, so fast. It's like you go to sleep, wake up, you got to have a new story ready, like, you know, when you come to class. And it's good because it's keeping our minds going. It's making us, like, become creative and stuff like that. So Ms. Nora has been doing a really good job, like, staying on top of us about that. That's been helping our, like, multitasking skills, you know, thinking ahead, you know. But like I said, I'm going to take this break to just get my mind back.
Yeah, no, I understand, definitely. A lot of great ideas coming forward for the QU media team, especially coming into this break. We'll all be looking forward to that, but I know that we'll still have some good stories coming out, so make sure to check those out at QUmedia.com. Thank you for listening. This has been QU Podcast. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.